much has been written about Wally Lamb and his compassionate writing, his imperfect people, his unerring eye, ear and signature heart. His latest novel, The River is Waiting, is all this and more. A deeply felt story, gut-wrenching, heartbreaking. I ran the gamut of emotions as I read, sometimes laying the book down as I caught my breath, feeling that jolt in my stomach as tragedy unfolded, gasping out loud. It is one of those stories that grips you page after page, and at the risk of sounding like a fangirl, I am hooked. I'm a newcomer to his books. Somehow they slipped under my radar, but we'll be looking out for his others now. Corby, and Emily Ledbetter, a regular couple, with toddler twins. She's an elementary school teacher. He is a graphic artist, but not at the moment. He's been retrenched, so he's house husband. He adores his kids and is a good and loving father. But he's struggling to find a new job, the constant rejection feeding his anxiety. Pills and booze, only in small doses, you know, unknown to Emily, are keeping him afloat. But when he causes the tragedy that tears their family apart, it's a downward spiral. Written in the first-person present tense, we're so close to Corby that as the tension builds, I could feel my breath coming sharper until my own anguish cry of, oh no! And this is within the first 12 pages. When the emotions are tempered in that way, you know this is a book that will take you down a new road. Corby is an honest man. He owns up to his addiction, doesn't take legal loophole, and lands himself in jail for 3 years. Lamb understands the prison system, having taught for many years in correctional facilities. For Corby, suffering from guilt, grief, and that emptiness of soul that comes after loss, it's a life unknown, fractured, seemingly without hope. Brutality and injustice are the norm, but then there are small glimmers of kindness that slowly seep into him. Manny, the flamboyant cellmate who cares. The librarian, Mrs. Millman, who fans his artistic ability. His mother, who believes in him. And his own kindness to Solomon, the young troubled teenager who should never have been put in this facility. Standout characters who are flesh and blood. But the themes are many. Death, grief, addiction, guilt, brutality, fear, bullying, expectations, inequality, hope. But overall, it is forgiveness. Will Emily ever forgive him? A hovering question all the way through, and one that opens up one's own feelings. Would I? Could I? Such a deeply felt book, a book about the journey to healing, written without sensation. Like the river in the title, which Corby can hear from his cell, and from which he is able to pluck a flat lucky stone. The ebb and flow is gentle to turbulent. The river is hope to Corby as he lives out his sentence, until a vicious assault robs him. The blue heron, another symbol of freedom. That this is a book to stop you in your tracks is a definite. So very moving. Makes you think deeply about consequences. Lamb keeps those pages turning until the very last word. The ending is surprising, and yet somehow it sadly fits. As a cliche, the story stays with you. In fact, it has haunted me since finishing the book, but in my opinion, that's a good thing. All the adjectives and phrases that other reviewers have written are so apt. I won't repeat them, but to say, read it.